Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1712, The Sunk Cost Fallacy, the surprising reason why people cling to jobs and investments longer than they should, by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The sunk cost fallacy, the surprising reason why people cling to jobs and investments longer than they should, by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. Imagine that you bought a $100 ticket to a ski resort in Michigan. A few days later, you find a $50 deal for a ski resort in Wisconsin. The $50 Wisconsin deal promises better ski slopes, nicer snow, and an all-around more fun experience. On impulse, you buy that ticket too. Then you learn that the two ski tickets are valid only on the same day. Bummer. The tickets are non-refundable and non-transferable. Other costs are equal. You'll spend the same money and time traveling to Michigan or Wisconsin. Imagine that you have no emotional connection to either state. No family or friends live there. You're faced with a certain loss. You have to sacrifice either the $100 Michigan ticket or the $50 Wisconsin ticket. Which one would you choose? Researchers Hal Arkes and Catherine Blummer posed this question to a team of research subjects. The majority said they'd sacrifice the $50 Wisconsin ticket, even though it promised the more fun experience. Why? Loss aversion. Most people prefer to minimize their losses, even if it means enduring a subpar experience. This is known as the sunk cost fallacy. People reflect, thinking along the lines of this fallacy, when they say, well, I've already sunk this much money or time into it. I can't stop now. Would you spend your last million on a plane? The same researchers divided people into two groups. They posed this question to group A. Quote, imagine that you're the president of an airline company. You have a $10 million research budget. You decide to spend that money building an airplane that can't be radar detected. You spend $9 million developing this plane. Before you're finished, a competitor unveils its undetectable plane. Your competitor's plane is faster, cheaper, stronger, and better than yours. Would you spend the last $1 million finishing out the development of your airplane? End quote. The researchers then posed the following question to group B. Quote, you're the president of an airline company. You only have $1 million left in your research budget. Someone suggests that you put that $1 million towards the development of an airplane that can't be radar detected. However, you know that your competitor just released such a plane. You also know that your competitor's plane is faster, cheaper, stronger, and better than a plane you could create. Would you do it? End quote. The scenario is the same. Sunk cost is the only variable between groups A and B. How did the two groups respond? The vast majority of group A, a whopping 80%, said yes, spend your last $1 million finishing the airplane. Less than 10% of group B agreed. Would you get stuck in snow to justify your $12 ticket? Imagine this scenario. A man wins one free baseball ticket from a radio show. He doesn't want to attend the game alone, so he convinces his friend to buy a $12 ticket to accompany him. On the day of the baseball game, there's a freak springtime blizzard. The man who won the free ticket says, "I don't want to go drive in the snow. I'm not going to the game." His friend, however, protests, "I don't want to waste $12 I paid for the ticket. I want to go." The friend who purchased the ticket is not behaving rationally. The $12 has been paid whether one goes or not. It should in no way influence the decision to go. Only incremental costs should influence decisions, not sunk costs. But who among us is so rational? Says Arkays and Blummer. Would you throw good money after bad? A hungry lion crouches near a herd of zebras. He's been waiting for more than an hour, hoping to catch his next meal. The lion realizes he won't catch one of these zebras. They're too far away. They can outrun him. Does the lion think, "Gee, I've already been waiting for an hour. I might as well stick around." No, of course not. As soon as the lion figures out that he won't catch dinner, he leaves. Humans are unique. We throw good money after bad. We hang on to investments that we know are losers in an effort to see if we can break even. We linger in careers that make us unhappy since we already put 10 years into this industry. We heap an additional debt onto our credit cards since I'm already in so much debt, an extra $200 won't matter. And we force ourselves to finish reading a boring book just because I'm already halfway through. The bottom line. Consider the sunk cost fallacy the next time you find yourself lingering in a job you don't like, holding an investment long after the financials justify keeping it, or forcing yourself to finish a project just because you've started it. The time and money you've sunk is irrelevant. Don't throw good money after bad. You just listened to the post titled "The Sunk Cost Fallacy: The Surprising Reason Why People Cling to Jobs and Investments Longer Than They Should," by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I loved this reminder on the sunk cost fallacy. It can sneak into our lives in so many ways. And not just the sunk cost of money, but sunk costs around time and energy come to mind for me. Admittedly, I tend to overcomplicate things and to get attached to ideas, even when new information begs me to let the idea go. So for example, when I was in the earlier stages of planning the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce, I originally wanted to sell tickets through a Kickstarter campaign. I thought it would be good for marketing purposes, and I know some other people who were successful with Kickstarter on similar projects. I did a ton of research. I told everyone about my plans. I interviewed multiple filmmakers to produce an awesome video, and overall was pretty attached to this idea. However, it was going to be a huge investment of time and money. And through exploring the idea further, I discovered there were multiple reasons why it might not work out as well as I originally thought. It was a tough decision to make, but I ultimately ditched the Kickstarter plan and just opened up ticket sales through Eventbrite. It was a difficult decision because I was so invested in my original idea, and I was tempted to dismiss all that I had learned along the way and just do the Kickstarter anyway. But in the end, I'm glad I didn't let the sunk cost fallacy drive that decision. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.